and a good morning.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
It is Hank FM. It is a beginning of the week installment of Not Necessarily
the news,
where we frequently report from the dark side of the news. Good morning, Hanksters. Up ever so bright, ever so early.
Let's find out. Yeah. Hey, what happened?
Well, yes, as we were talking about, it makes it swing on the other side of the moon. And the Artemis II crew has been sending us pictures. Kind of like everybody that you know when there's an eclipse or something and everybody posts their pictures from their phones.
Right.
On Facebook. That's kind of what they're doing. And it looks like they're using a phone because the pictures are, it's striking, 54 years apart. And everybody's talking about the comparisons in the pictures of the planet. The iconic one that was a poster for everybody in every science room in the world, that was the Apollo 17 mission in 1972. The iconic blue marble image of our planet. Technically the first photo that ever shows Earth in striking detail. Well, now we have another one, but it's a little hazier. It doesn't look as vivid. And they're explaining this. They're saying, well, we had better cameras that we took up back then.
What?
Yeah. So somebody just busted out.
I've got questions.
Not even the current iPhone. It was just, you know, hey.
So do we have to take them to Photomax when we're done?
Yeah, Fox Photos ready for your, well, you can get it in an hour. So you don't have to wait too long. But yeah, so a lot of people are saying, now look what we've done to the Earth. No, it has nothing to do with that, NASA says. Although it is kind of the Timu version of our planet. And unfortunate news, as the toilet has broken again. Yeah, yeah, of course, the first ever toilet to be on a rocket, which already sounds like a fun ride at Six Flags. It has, of course, they had problems right after the launch. They fixed it, but now it's on the fritz again. So, second time in the 10-day mission. Engineers say that it may be ice blocking a line, which is preventing the toilet from flushing. So, they're waiting. They got a guy coming up, but, I mean, the window is so, he's going to be there from somewhere between 6 and noon tomorrow.
They don't know. The ice machine is always broken.
It's kind of tough to get service up there.
Yeah.
So, Godspeed, and it'll be streaming everywhere around noon today.
So, Savannah Guthrie has endured more than anyone really should have to over the last few months, but is still a working girl at the end of the day. She returned to the Today Show this morning, saying that it's good to be home, and ready or not, let's do the news. She hinted that she was experiencing deep disappointment at God on Easter Sunday, and also wondered whether Jesus had ever felt that particular wound.
Yeah, that should be, man, that'd be tough to go back to work on something like that going on, especially as public as it has been. For those that are weather geeks, kind of like me, maybe a little bit, the Weather Channel has officially, and they say now this is starting to surpass their regular live stream of just Weather Channel in general. They launched a retrocast, which is the throwback feature that recreates what was in your grandparents' house every time you went over.
Coming up, a look at your local radar.
Oh.
But first, the current local conditions.
And it is the purple screen that has, in very, very dated graphics, all the towns in the area and the current temperatures.
A+. That's what we need more of in life.
And like the automated guy comes on and just talks about it. It launched it as an April Fool's joke. But everybody liked it so much that they're going to keep it around right there. So you can
your local 36-hour forecast from the Weather Channel.
Thank you.
Go to weather.com and just click on retrocast page and just put it there as your kids come over to visit.
It's even got a little symbol. What is it? Retrocast?
Yes.
Trump date.
There you go.
So here's the thing. If and when you have to go live underground during a nuclear holocaust, we want the place to look good. Am I right on this? Mark Zuckerberg has a whole aesthetic going on in his bunker, and the design has been based on the Return of the Jedi's Ewok village. Now, he already has a pickleball court, a pool, and a statue of his wife, Priscilla, on the property.
Of course.
But it's apparently ticking off the neighbors because they are not pleased with all this digging that's going on. Enough with the digging there, Zuck. Eyes up.
I wouldn't anger him. Can we put him in his bunker now and he can just stay there? Rarely do we ever report on other radio station news, but there is actually finally going to be a radio station in Cincinnati with the call letters.
Baby, if you ever wondered,
oh,
WKRP.
Whatever became of me.
So the classic sitcom that obviously for us radio people, we know it well. WKRP in Cincinnati. And we mentioned about a month or two ago that the actual call letters were up for grabs. They'd been stationed there in a very low power, low wattage station of not very much note in Raleigh, North Carolina. But they were sold to a buying group in Cincinnati. And they're going. Now, the guy that is leading this says, I cannot by contract tell you when or what we're going to do, but after 48 years, WKRP will actually be going to Cincinnati. He says, quote, it will be radio, but that's all I can tell you at this time, which is kind of how we pitched this show to upper management, and they bought it. So there you go.
But we don't have to be in Cincinnati, so there's that.
And then there's the retrocast, so you can just go back in time and just, in your bunker, live like it was 1979.
Yes, please. I'd like all of the things. Joey Chestnut has done it again, and this time winning a cake-eating contest. It went down at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, and he faced off against four of the toughest competitors ever. They were four Tampa Bay Buccaneers players. So you also get Heather Does Sports in this. You're
nice.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He ate over 10 slices in just 5 minutes. While all four of the professional football players, they could only eat 9 between the four of them. So congratulations. I'll be honest. I mean, I hate to be all braggy, and I'm not that great of an athlete.
Mm.
I think this is one sport I could do.
You could do that?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of cake, though.
Just don't use one of NASA's toilets there, Joey.
Yeah.
That would be an issue right there. Number one by a mile over the weekend at the movie theater.
It's me, Mario.
The Super Mario Galaxy movie. It's the big sequel to the one that was before it. That's how sequels work, I've been told. $130.9 million. Worldwide, though, $373 million. So Chris Pratt strikes again. In other sports, the UCLA women's basketball team just blew out South Carolina to win their first NCAA title. And tonight it'll be UConn and Michigan playing for the men's. And in business news, to wrap up, not necessarily the news, it was announced that Bed Bath & Beyond plans to acquire the Container Store. Not sure we knew either one of them were still open, but one's buying the other. Bed Bath & Beyond plans to acquire. So finally a place where Bed Bath & Beyond can organize all the stuff that they couldn't sell in the first place.